Program especially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillared global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and SANAMA. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall be discussing about gender-based violence with major focus on how we can prevent it. Later on the show, we shall also be hearing from young people who shared their experience and asked questions about gender-based violence. But before we proceed with the discussions, let's have a brief understanding on the 2020's 16th Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence under the theme Orange the World, Fund, Respond, Prevent, Collect. Gender-based violence refers to harmful acts directed at an individual based on their gender. It is rooted in gender inequality, the abuse of power, and harmful norms. The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is an annual international campaign that kicks off on 25th of November, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and runs until 10th of December, Human Rights Day. It was started by the activists at the inaugural Women's Global Leadership Institute in 1991 and continues to be coordinated each year by the Center for Women's Global Leadership. It is also an organizing strategy by individuals and organizations around the world to call for the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. In support of this civil society initiative under the leadership of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General's unit by 2030 to end violence against women campaign calls for global actions to increase awareness, galvanize advocacy efforts, and share knowledge and innovations. Regardless of the setting or space, we all have a part to play in ensuring that women and girls are safe and free of violence and harassment. As South Sudan joined the world in marking the 16 days of activism against GBV, the Vice President for Youth and Gender Cluster, Mama Rebecca Nyandeng, addressed a gathering during the launch of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence in Juba under the local theme, Keep the Promise, Invest, Prevent, and Respond to GBV. Mama Nyandeng called on the public not to look at gender-based violence as women issue across the country. She admitted that armed groups and the government have used GBV as a weapon of war to weaken the other party. Mrs. Garang argued that it is a collective responsibility for all South Sudanese to address the issue. So now, how do we identify signs of GBV? How do we prevent it? And how can men be allies in preventing violence against women and also men? To understand more on GBV, let's listen to some experience and questions youth ask about gender-based violence and stay tuned.
My friend is 17. We used to spend a lot of time together, but since she has been seeing a boy, she's now sad and nervous whenever he's around her. I am thinking he's not being good to her. What are the signs someone is experiencing violence? How do I know? And what can I do as a friend to support her?
My name is Abuk. I am in senior 4, waiting for my final exams of secondary school. My elder brother, who dropped out of school last year, beat me up because I was revising and doing my homework, yet he wanted me to wash his clothes. When I requested him to do by himself, he took a stick and beat me up to an extent I could not sit properly in that class due to the swell of the wounds. Yet my parents and the relatives were annoyed with me, demanding me to respect my brother and wash his clothes always because I am a girl and would be married off any time. I believe girls can do anything that men can do if given same opportunity like men. Stop discrimination and violence.
How can we stop gender-based violence?
Those were some experience and questions young people ask about gender-based violence. For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Gak Malek, a coordinator for Shabab Le Shabab, and Grace Aguil Garang, a civic engagement and peace-building officer for CEFOD, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab. You are most welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you, Winnie.
Thank you so much.
All right. To start with straight away, what is causing gender-based violence? Grace, I can start with you.
Okay, thank you so much, Winnie. As we all know, gender-based violence is, I categorize gender-based violence in different levels. First, there are four types of gender-based violence or levels in which someone can experience gender-based violence. Either from an individual or through a relationship, through a community, and through societies. And through these four levels, you'd realize that the causes can be different. So let's start at individual basis. You'd find someone who witnessed violence as a child is believed to be violent when he grows up. So children who are born in violent families will end up being violent to maybe their, if someone grew up seeing the father beating up the mother, they are believed to have trauma which causes them to also be violent to their wives. Hmm. Also, children who are abused or traumatized by war are realized to become violent. We also have alcohol use, drug use, which can cause violence. And now, at relationship level, some things that can cause it include marital conflict. If you have a conflict between you and your wife, if you have control of wealth, you're fighting over wealth, where inheritance of wealth, where a woman is trying to inherit the wealth of the dead husband, would face violence from the relatives. We also have power struggle when it comes to decision making in relationship. where either the person in power wants to show that they're powerful to pass decisions in marriages. At community level, you would notice things like poverty, unemployment, or family isolation can lead to violence being perpetrated to either women or men, people who are vulnerable in the society. So vulnerability is also a cause of violence. If you're vulnerable, anyone wants to take advantage of you. At society level, at national level, we have the lack of good laws. In South Sudan, we have customary laws that allow and promote gender-based violence, where the woman is considered as less of a value than a man. So this is a loophole which allows GBV. We also have norms and cultures and traditions. So we have harmful traditions of South Sudanese that promote gender-based violence, which can be a cause towards gender-based violence. Let me see an example where in some cultures, early marriage is allowed. So this enables people to do gender-based violence. In some cultures, beating a woman is showing strength. So someone knows if this is what our culture allows, so I go ahead and do it. So these are some of, so you'd realize GBV at different levels can have different causes.
Okay.
So thank you.
All right. Gak, do you have something you need to add on the causes?
Well, besides most of the things that have been said by my colleague, Grace, you know, cultures are one of the things that are really dragging and causing gender-based violence, especially issues of child marriage. That's one thing. Forced marriage, because I've ever saw a lady who was 21 years old being married to a 67-year-old man. And this lady could not even manage to stay in that house, because you can see the age difference. It reaches to a point where this lady ran away from this house because she can't manage to stay in that house as a wife. That's one thing. Secondly, she can't manage to go back to her family because dowries have already been paid. By then it was 40 cows which were paid. So she stayed with auntie for about 1 month. By the end of the day, she still went back to the old man as a wife because she has no choice. This is just someone who was brought from the village. She got nowhere to call home. There's no family, there's no husband, and you could see the impact of GBV. If this young girl was given a chance to go to school, study, get her education, get employed, she would have other choices on how she can even carry herself on her own. But now she can't even manage to buy her own food, her own clothing, and the rest. So it's something that is so pathetic that needs all of our aunts to fight and also build and educate girls the same way that we are doing to boys.
Okay. Now, as experts, what are the signs of gender-based violence? Some of the signs.
Well, sometimes you can get scratches to someone, and if you especially women, if you try to ask that woman what is this injury for, most of the time they don't explain, because most of them are brought up in a manner that they are not supposed to expose some of the internal issues or family issues to the neighbors or the outsiders. So most of them end up suffering in silence. Some of these things always lead even to suicides, because someone can communicate what is really happening inside the family, the gender-based violence that is happening. Maybe someone has been sexually aroused, and most of the times our site is designed in a manner that it can be communicated. You can't really ask for any rescue. It's believed you can just keep quiet and withstand it as a woman, which is something that's very unfortunate.
Yes, Grace, some of the signs of gender-based violence.
As he said, there's always physical signs, visible bruises or cuttings on the body, unusual medical issues. So if you're a medical practitioner, you see someone coming and say, I hurt myself, but the nature of the bruise can show that there was a fight happened before. But apart from the physical visible issues you would see, there are also psychological symptoms or signs that are often not easy to identify. Issues like depression, self-destruction. There are people who hurt themselves because they feel traumatized by what is happening to them. You see sudden or extreme shifts in moods. Someone who was very nice has finally become very quiet, as you saw from the explanation given, very scared, very depressed, and often he can attempt suicide because of the kind of issues that is happening to them. And then when it comes to school level, you see a child who, after school is over, doesn't want to go home, is too afraid to go home. You would notice as a teacher or as a schoolmate, you notice your schoolmate doesn't like going back home during during after school. I have an incident that happened in one of the states where after Form 4 was done, they finished the exams. A kid was crying. She didn't want to go back home. So when she was asked, why are you not going back home? She said, they have already prepared for me a husband. When I'm leaving this, I'm not even going home. They're taking me directly to my husband's house. So it is also important, sometimes when you see these signs that are both physical and emotional, you should ask what has caused this. Never assume anything. You know, they say a question not asked is a stupid question. So it is often advice as teachers, as schoolmates, like the friend who said so, her friend who's become very quiet after seeing someone. It is advice to always share information, encourage. And schools should also offer guidance and counseling to express to kids or girls that it is good to share this information with their teachers if they're experiencing GBV or emotional, both emotional and physical abuse from home.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And who are the victims of gender-based violence, for example, the most victim?
So as I said before, vulnerability allows gender-based violence. So first of all, we have a very big myth that only girls can experience gender-based violence. But even boys and men can experience gender-based violence. I heard of an issue that happened in one of the states also, where a woman poured hot water on the husband. The whole body was bruised by hot water. Others who poured acid on the face of the husband. So everyone can be a victim of gender-based violence. But vulnerability allows someone to be able. Mostly people who are illiterate, poor. You see, most women who face GBV are women that are non-educated or they don't have enough economic security to themselves. We also have girls, because of their young age, they're vulnerable to GBV. But personally, I believe everyone can experience GBV. We have GBV in the life cycle. When we talk about GBV in the life cycle, even a child who's not born can experience GBV. If the mother of the child is beaten, because maybe I heard of a situation where the woman always gave birth to female kids. So when they went for a scanning, the woman was also seen by the doctor to be pregnant with a female kid. So the man beat the woman intentionally to harm the baby inside the stomach. We also have at infancy where we have female genital mutilation, which happens to girls between the age of 5 or so forth in some cultures. At girlhood, this is where we have early pregnancy, forced defilement, or even early marriages. And then elderly, we even have women, because they're old, they experience GBV even from their grandsons. You see an elderly woman being beaten by the grandson because she's vulnerable. So anyone can be a victim of GBV. But so how do we mainstream to ensure everyone is empowered to not be vulnerable to the effects of GBV in the community?
Interesting. Yeah. You talk a lot about the victims, the causes. Now, what are the effects of GBV?
Effects. So we divide effects into two. We have both fatal and non-fatal effects. So fatal effects are effects that lead to death. One, we have homicide, where someone kills the perpetrator who is beating a victim, ends up killing the victim. We have suicide, where the victim herself or himself kills themselves because of the abuse they're experiencing. We have maternal mortality, where I talked about either a woman is being beaten while pregnant, is experiencing GBV while pregnant, and loses the child. So these are all, when it is fatal, leads to death. Non-fatal, where we have either physical, where you would have injury, disability, where maybe someone is cut from you, or your face is burned, or you get bruises. And then we have mental, where you get trauma. I talked about depression before and anxiety. And then we have chronic. There are diseases that are like a woman who's raped can get HIV, right?
Yeah.
From the perpetrator. Or we have something called fistula. Gak, you can talk about. Yeah. So, and apart from, there are some that are health behaviors. Some person who, after experiencing GBV, adopts behaviors that were not with them. Someone would go to drug abuse to try to run away from the gender-based violence they're experiencing. They will even start drinking, smoking, or being changing behavior. So it's part of the trauma they experience from GBV. These are some of the effects of gender-based violence. Maybe Gak can add something.
Yes, Gak.
Well, you have exhausted most of the things. What I can do is mainly to summarize all of them. All these things leads to drugging and drowning of the entire nation, because those victims would have contributed positively to the nation building, and you end up having a dwarf growth in the national development, which is one of the GBV effect.
All right. Now, how can gender-based violence be prevented? Grace, go on.
Okay, so prevention of GBV. I talked about at different levels. Yeah?
Yes.
So everyone has a role to play when it comes to GBV. So my first role is there's something called charity begins at home. So as an individual, you need to put your house in order. Before you spread the message of GBV, you have to talk about GBV in your house, either as a man or a woman. You have to be able to practice against GBV. Stop the culture yourself. Number one, now, how to prevent to others. We need to increase raising awareness on harmful traditions. We have harmful traditions and cultures. There needs to be more awareness at community levels of how these traditions are affecting us as a country, are affecting our women and men, and the girls and boys. So we need to raise awareness, and then we need to look at our legal framework. Mm. I talked about customary laws before, where some of these things are GBV, are considered a GBV, gender-based violence, but our customary laws allows them. They say these are our cultures. We need to review these legal frameworks, especially at community level. We need to adjust our cultures, and we need to be very specific. We have our constitution that says someone of marital age can get married. This is a loophole, because my culture would say a girl who is at 15, 13 is at marriageable age. That's a loophole, right? Mm. Another culture would say someone at 17. It has to be specific. A girl below the age of 18 is not of marriageable age, and anyone who does this should be punished. So also the legal framework should punish victims of perpetrators of GBV. So I'm glad we have the GBV court in South Sudan, which has been punishing many people. We saw they have arrested about 3 people this year, sentenced to 14 years because of one raped an 8-year-old girl, another one was a 12-year-old girl. Mm. So I see we are improving in terms of making sure that perpetrators of GBV are brought to justice. Now, I talk about community-level advocacy.
Yes.
So advocacy should not be national level, because most of the problems of GBV happen, I said about vulnerability, in the root areas, at the grassroots level, in the villages where there's no, maybe there are no stations and no newspapers. These people are illiterate. This is where GBV is at highest. So we need to improve community-level advocacy, and then empower community leaders to be able to spread the message against GBV. Also education, we need to put factors of GBV in our syllabus. When you're talking about GBV, let's not talk to boys, girls only. We should also talk to boys. Hmm. Most people say, let's just educate girls on how to, but who are the ones who are doing the GBV? Hmm. The best way to prevent GBV is to involve boys and men and advocate to them, so that these are also people who should be involved in GBV. So at individual level, I advise someone who has something happening at home or seeing someone else experiencing GBV should share information. Never be afraid to share information of GBV. That's the first step. Mm. Always sharing information to enable people who are at power to come in and help the person. We also need to challenge some of our cultures, like rape cultures, and cultures that allow early marriages, beating of women. I was telling Gak about a story that happened in my own community where a woman was beaten by her own nephews to the husband because her daughter got impregnated. Mm. So they beat her, and according in community level, they said it was okay, women are beaten. And this is wrong because why is it that a woman can be beaten by anyone in the community at fault, but no man can be beaten? This was GBV. And we need to challenge these cultures. As I said, individual level, you have to challenge cultures, whatever capacity you have, especially at the grassroots level where gender-based violence happens at highest levels. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Grace. From your explanation, we all understand that GBV is mostly affecting the vulnerable. So coming to you, Gak, how can men be allies in preventing violence against women and also men? Because there are some men experiencing as well.
As put previously by Grace, you know, most of the perpetrators of GBV are men, though they're also vulnerable to be affected by GBV. So men have a lot of role to play in ending GBV, considering issues of child marriage. Who is really marrying off these kids? It's mainly men, elder men who have already matured. They have already established themselves. Going back to these young girls who are supposed to be going to school at that moment and marry them off, which might lead to issues of fistula. This is something that needs everyone to take a role and responsibility, both from personal level, family level. You talk of government, civil society organizations, they need to advocate for it seriously. I'm happy with the work that Shababli Shabab is already doing regarding advocating for gender equity, which is very important because girls have been seen for long as objects of sex and objects just to produce children, which is completely wrong. They're human beings who can also be built, educated, empowered, and they contribute positively the same way men are doing. Also, engaging women and young girls in decision-making is something that can impact their lives to avoid vulnerability, because economic vulnerability is making most of young women and girls to be quiet about issues of reporting. Not that they don't know police stations, but the repercussions of what they assume might happen after their reports later on is one of the things that they fear. Hmm. Someone might fear to be divorced by the husband, and if she is divorced, she might be disowned by the family. So without the husband family and without her previous family, where will she be going? If she has no job, she has not gone to school and all those things, you'll find this woman will not have any other choice but just to bear the situation and pray for God to maybe make the perpetrators change their mind. So men have a lot of roles to play in this, because it is us who are marrying those women off. It's us who are mainly making communal decisions, even at national level. Most of decisions are made by men. So if men wants to end it, it will surely end.
All right. Thank you so much, Gak, for that information. Grace, do you have something to add on how men can be allies of prevention of GBV?
Yeah, I think Gak was very specific. He gave important points. Just to add emphasis on doing it at individual level. So, you know, most of our community leaders are men. Mm-hmm. And often when they see a woman coming to them to talk about GBV, they don't take it seriously, some of them, yeah? Mm-hmm. So it is often that men listen to men more than they would listen to a fellow woman. So this is where men can take the responsibility to talk to some of these community leaders who are very rigid to change the cultures. So this way they play that role towards changing the culture slowly. And also men who are maybe at the national level, who have the power to change the legal frameworks. So these are people who can change it. And also, as I said before, at individual level, stopping gender-based violence from your own home. That's how you start. You start from your own home. Stop beating your wife if you're doing it yourself. And then talk to your neighbor who's also beating the wife. And he will talk to their neighbor, and the communications continue. So I feel like men can play a very great role in ending gender-based violence.
All right. Thank you so much. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio Your Eye on South Sudan. And that was Gak Malek, a coordinator for Shabab Le Shabab, and Grace Aguil Garang, a civic engagement and peace building officer for CEFOD, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab Speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your opinion. We are talking about gender-based violence. What are the signs of GBV and how can it be prevented? Or if you have a question you would like to ask concerning GBV, the floor is open for you right now. You can call and ask anything you would like to know about GBV. Shukran lekulu mustemeinta iza iRadio fi barnamita Zone 72 Youth Program. Wa hasade fursa taki asanta bagder sherik musharak taki tuwali. Wa nabonu sufogo onf detail no, yani signs au alamat ta onf detail no desunu. Wa kaman beyatu teriga anabagder uogifuma onf detail no kanke hasil fi muktama taki. Lo indakshual bardo marhab tuwali. There are some questions some youth asked earlier on. I think I can answer them. Like, there's one who said, how can she help her friend out? Because whenever she sees a certain boy next to her, she becomes nervous and sad.
Okay, we talked about sharing information before, which is very important. At times, you have to ask the question, is there something wrong? Or if you, at your level, you feel you don't have the capacity, you can talk to a teacher who you feel would be at the right position to ask this lady if something is going on. Mm. There's nothing like you ignore until it's too late. As we said before, gender-based violence can lead to homicide. Someone can end up killing someone. So it's better. My advice to the friend is to either talk to this friend in a calm way, mm, and also to get a teacher to ask this question to the lady. So we talked about the symptoms before. If you see the symptoms, it's really important to take action.
Yeah, to add on the same question, you know, people have different personalities, and it's always good to study the person. There are kind of people, if you ask what is their problem directly, they will never tell you. Mm-hmm. It's just good to provide that conducive environment where people can open up, because most of these things sometimes... You get it? And you might not help that person. So study your friend. Know what... Try to imagine what he or she is going through and create a platform where she can converse. Even if it means contacting someone that this person trusts, because most of these things, for someone to open up, it really needs trust. So you have to prove to be trustworthy and also prove to that person that you can keep this information confidential. Not just a matter of going and spread it that, you know, so and so has said this and you spread it all over. It won't really help.
All right, thank you. Let me pick this. iRadio.
Hello, iRadio.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mabiriam. I'm calling from Reng.
You're welcome, Mabiriam.
Yeah, thank you. So actually, I like the program, but I want to suggest on something, and I have two questions.
Welcome.
Yeah, first question is, when we talk of gender violence, producing children, for example, if you have a wife, and if you produce in this year, and then next year you produce again one, you produce after one year, is it a gender violence or it's not?
All right.
Yeah, and another question is, one from the two partners or the two married people, they may actually be having problems, and the other couple is not understanding the other one. Then they start like conflict start between them, and then the other one sees that why is the other one convinced and says it's okay, I'm sorry, but the other one is still insisting that. No, you say sorry because you are the cause of the problem. So how will this be solved?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mabiriam, for that question. You'll get the answer shortly. All right, you can answer him. Is no spacing of children, for example, if you're giving birth every year,
well,
a GBV?
Thank you, Mabiriam, for the questions. First of all, regarding spacing of children, it can be called directly a GBV, but improper family planning, because spacing of your children, it has a lot of factors considered. Health factors of the woman herself, because sometimes if you let a woman produce frequently without proper spacing, she might face some health issues. Secondly, how will you raise those kids? If you have a child after every year, if you are capable of bringing up those children, because at this stage, it's not all about the quantity of the children. It's also about the quality of the children that you're producing. Will you manage to take them to school? Will you manage to educate them? Will you manage to raise them properly? So, and second question that you ask is completely
Before
all about...
Before coming to the second question, let me first speak this.
Okay.
I read you.
Hello, Marhab. Yes.
Tamam. Is Magunutara Minwen?
Emmanuel Bonadul Wani.
Marhab Twali.
I yes, we have a question.
Na question.
Bardwana Haman the Kalam Gal Sokan the Afana Pitana Manina Lela in Pidio Hinak. Salam alaikum kevo.
Salam, Halen.
Alhamdulillah. Ana there Asalu Swal Pitai. Wahid Swal. Ana Indumara. Wanting a 9 minute jua, a marafitai. O marade, ana indunia, der lumo. O mader, wana basur begua. Lada ana binuru, awo ana bidugo fijua ina. Hal de, derefi, dema kalampita jivi bide yaude, alba muluk begua de wale kit. Kenu urina al hajiga ya brada pitai al tehena. Anu kalam de ketir, anna bili go kalam ketir, masyakil gi go minuti dagal oda, kita la di bara. So kita urina la hage gaya apana kita.
All right.
Okay, so
Shukran Lake. Let me finish with the second question of Mabila from Reng.
Yes.
Who was asking of someone who is not understanding, especially one of the couples, and the other partner is apologizing and the other person is not understanding. Family is all about compromises. The moment you get together, it's not perfect. There is no perfect living. Even you and your own child, it will reach a time whereby you will disagree. Mm-hmm. But how you solve that misunderstanding and disagreement matters a lot. So there is a need of understanding. Not everything, it's not a must to beat yourself up that you can solve something. You can talk to someone. There are some people whom, if they are annoyed, try to give them time to settle down. And once they are not emotional, you can come to them and talk. But you get someone as boiled, maybe to the temperature of 100, and then you want to ask that person and force that person to apologize at that moment. It rarely works. The moment our people are emotional, it's difficult for someone to understand because the logic always comes down. Secondly, to our second caller, it's definitely a rape, and it is not good to even force your wife or your husband to have sex. Sex is supposed to be mutually accepted and agreed by the two partners, whether you're married or not. So if the other partner is not feeling well, it might be due to health issues, it might be even out of emotions, because sex is psychological. It's not all about physical thing. Even if she's your wife, please try to understand her and even make her have those moods of even doing it, because it's supposed to be enjoyed by both partners. I really try to imagine how one person will just have sex with the other partner who is not even, and who is not in the mood. So once your partner is saying she's not ready to have it tonight, that's not the end. This is your wife or this is your husband. Mm-hmm. Another day will definitely come. So it has something to do with the moods also. There is a way that you can bring your partner into those moods until you have it. Otherwise, it's not right to rape your partner, even if he or she is your wife or husband, it's definitely wrong.
Meaning that one is GBV.
It's GBV.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's good. Yes?
So yes. I think what Gaka said is all right. So now I want to talk about the law of South Sudan. So according to our constitution, it defines rape as forcefully having sex with someone who is not a married partner. Mm. So according to our law, you cannot rape your wife. You cannot rape your husband. So our law, this is where, as I said before, the law can be a factor towards allowing loopholes to GBV. So our law will consider it ismu domestic violence. Lakini fi ganun ta dola tani haja da rape, which is right. It's supposed to be fi ganun tana gul da rape. But now they will consider it as domestic violence. But domestic violence is also an example of gender-based violence, right? Mm. Physical gender-based violence. So this is where our law allows great loopholes and gaps for gender-based violence to happen in our communities.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Emmanuel Panadol, let me hope you got the answer to your question. You still have time. You can share your contribution as well. Or if you have question, you are welcome. Not forgetting that you are listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And this program comes your way every Saturday at exactly 4 p.m. And I am Winnie Eric, your host for this program.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm running. I see my name is Zion.
You're welcome, Zion.
I'm not.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Zion, for that positive feedback. You still have the chance to call. You can call and share your contribution, or you can also call to ask questions about GBV. I am having experts with me inside the studio, and they are here to respond to you. But before that, answer the question I told you earlier about how we can stop GBV, Grace.
Okay, thank you so much. I think this is part of what I talked about, legal frameworks, which is important to punish the perpetrators of GBV. If the perpetrator is even your brother or your relative, it's not right to protect perpetrators. Number two, we need to create spaces for victims of gender-based violence, safe havens, for them to come out and feel safe enough to speak about what they're facing. You find in situations where a woman is economically vulnerable and is maybe beaten by the husband. Is beaten by the husband. And she doesn't have anywhere to go, because when she goes back to her own family, the family will say, we have already received cows, go back to your husband. You see?
Yeah.
So we have, first, as families, we need to create safe havens for our women to come back and allow and start treating GBV as a criminal act. We need to punish the perpetrators of GBV. And as institutions, we need to be able to advocate for GBV at community levels. That's why I was talking about rural people in the rural areas, at the grassroots. These are people who are vulnerable. So we need to create more advocacy and involve community leaders, people who have the power to impact change at community level. So we look for strategies. That's why I was saying another strategy is to have men to be the ones to talk to them. This way they are able to impact change. And education, as I said before, we need to educate both boys and girls on GBV.
That's good. And always know that at this time you are listening to Zone 72 Youth Program only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. Feel free to ask and feel free to share your opinion. iRadio.
Misal
Nur. Is Mag Munitara Minuen?
Mag Sebit Mamabara.
Mahab Tuali Sebit.
One by Kalam Community, you do that. حلوة شديد القلة حاجة ممكن زول يتكلم فيها أكثر لكن الزمن ما بيسمع علينا أول بعد إنه بالنسبة لرفق الناس بيتكلموا فيها أنت لو لقيت بنية في الشارع أنت تكلمت معه وأنت اتفقت وقلت إنه حيجيك في البيت نعم حيجيك في البيت لما نجيك في البيت لو رفض حلاقي إنه الحاجة في بالك إنه تعامله أنت ما بتعامله بقوة أوكي حتى لو وصل في مرحلة إنه يكون بيت كبيرة 26 هو 27 ما تعمل بقوة تخليهم على راحته عنده يوم من الأيام هي بكون شنو يعني ما بكون زعلان منك لأنه الشغلة دي ما بعنف شغلة دي إنسانية تفهم بينه وبينه تفهم هو يفهمك لكن نحن كان جنوبين قاعد نلوم نفوسنا برانا لأن ليه القانون يعني إحنا ما بنعرف معنى القانون شنو جدا الإنسان الأمرأة إنسان الأمرأة حتى المرة في بيت زي ما قال أخونا قبل شوية مرة في بيت برضو عند الرأي إذا كان اليوم رفض عليك إنه ما دير الكلام ده أنت ما ممكن ترفع يدك بيدك عشان هو يعمل لك لا لا ما صح في ناس المرات بيشوكوا في نساوين أيوة هو ما دير يعمل كده معناه وقبيله كنت طلع برا مش نام مع رجل تاني ده غلط ده ما صح ده ما قانون الشيء إنه الإنسان لابد يكون مزاعج عليها يكون مزاعج فحم إنه داري عمل كل حاجة بيعملوها جوا إيش لو عملت حاجة بيجوا بسبب مشاكل بعدين إيش لو شاكلته هيجيب تعويض إنت حاسبوك أكثر من لازم إنت مقتنع إذا ما رفعت إنت حاجة ما أقوله شنو ما خلوه بكرة فيه بعد فيه يعني ما ناس الجزار البنات الماشين إنت زي ما تلقى بيت إنت جيت في بيت أو جيت في مكان ده تونس إنت في حاجة في بيت دار تعمله إنت جاك شيطان في راسك ما دار تعمله لكن هو في نفسه ما شيطان إنه دار يعمله أوكي؟ عنده يوم أيام تعرف بيجي يعمله. شو ده خطأ بالنسبة لأخواننا اللي قاعدين يستخدموا العنف ضد الإنسان وأمرأة في جنوب السودان.
أوكي شكرا. شكرا. Alright. شكرا خالص سبيت مع مشاركتك إتكمان بيقدر شريك في نبس رقم 0922986986 أو 0911986986 I read you.
No.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Pauline. I'm calling from Kajak.
Welcome, Pauline. How is Kajak today?
So good. Okay. برامج جبتو برامج تمام خالص زي ما ذكر الأخ قبل شوية كان برامج الخط فأصلا نحن جنوبين في حماقة في راس أو نحن شغالين بهم ما تعيسوا محانة سعي أولا تعيسوا محانة تحانة زول كويس؟
نعم
إذا هو سمع أحد المسائل ما سمع فأنت تقوم تغليه ما كل هاي نحن بنستخدمه برجالة نحن الرجال يا هو قاعد في مخنا ولا حاجة بطال خالص برضو زي ما ذكرت الأخ الجبيل يعني في مكان بيعمل حاجات بطال زمان الرجال زي في مرض يشيل السخن يكب في جسم بدرجة الكلام ده كان حصل برضو أنا كان تحدي يعني مو بطال مرة كذا مو يسوي في بطل الدرجة ده تو يعني بطل كله ضرر بطل مرة
شكراً خالص بولينو ما مشارك تاكي كمان إنداك لسا فرصة تبقدر شارك ما مشارك تاكي توالي في رقم 0922986986 I radio.
No.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Frank Edwin. Afternoon to you.
Evening to you. You're welcome. Your name?
Tamakum Daniel. Daniel Irak from Frank.
Marhab Tuali Daniel.
Nana jogal ma ba mul beru jale do hado beru jale sar temal ba wo tawan ko aya ko gel maran da mul do beru jale ra kur haje ba mul be sane kul da mul be sane bu kun bum ikwe ma kum fo la kin la mul do beru jale da ma kun ma kum ya haye do ko man beu on le gon ra
ibu okay so kran Khalis Daniel ma musharak taki you still have the opportunity. I'm going to pick three calls because of our time. And we are talking about gender-based violence. If you have question or if you have any opinion you would like to share on the ways of how we can prevent GBV, you are most welcome. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Ana Kur, Minarang.
Marhab Tuali Kur.
Kef. Salo Taibi.
Tamam, marhab.
Ana Baulan Bashkurkum ala al-Musharaka vita. راديو في العنف ضد الضد اي دي برنامج سمح لانه المرأة لما ربنا دعنا له ما قالوا الناس تعمل عنف ضدهم. العنف ما بضروره ضدك لكن في عنف السلوكي. عنف السلوكي هذا جزء من العنف. جزء من العنف. بالتالي الدائرة توعية. الناس توعي المجتمعات ما يكون في عنف ضد المرأة. المرأة لو ما رضى بنفسه ليه ما ممكن يحبك. ما ممكن يحبك لأنه رضاه ليه انت يهو بخليه يكون زوجتك أو يكون حبيبتك. بالتالي العنف ما طيب ما طيب. نحن بنشيد البرنامج ده ودائر تفعيل تاع قوانين دائر تفعيل القوانين ودائر التوعية الخالصة على المجتمعات أصبح بقت عندها عنف كثير. شكرا.
All right. شكرا سيديت مع مشارك اي راديو. Yes, please. Is Magmunu Jara Minwin?
It's me, Sabit. Was you there? The I radio?
The I radio. I say bit. Marhab.
Okay. So is everybody listening? I don't actually speak Arabic. I'm just listening to the program, but I think I got the interesting topic.
All right. Thank you. We are listening. We are
I'm
getting
calling
you.
From Australia. Yeah, I'm calling from Australia.
Interesting.
And I think the program is about gender balance. Is that correct? Or because I don't understand Arabic actually.
It's correct.
A little bit about it.
It's correct.
Okay. What I wanted to say in this is that gender violence is actually one of the trending problems in our country, and we are the youngest nation. So all we need to do is actually up to us as young people to get rid of it, the way we treated ourselves. We have to put some of our tradition back behind us because our generation now, everyone is capable of doing anything. But if we keep putting women down or treating them as like second-hand citizens, it's not fair. You know, you have a sister. You have a brother, you have a sister, you have a mother, you have an auntie. And if they are treated like secondhand people in their own country, it's not fair. So we as a citizen of the country have to put it in our mind that everyone is equal despite of their gender. They are capable of doing anything, they're capable of saying anything. So that is what I want to put across there. That all of us young people need to bring it to the table. It's very hard for our older generation to understand it, but it's easy for us, the youngest generation, to get rid of that.
Okay.
Your wife is your wife. Your sister is your sister. They have to be involved in any decision-making, either nationally or in family, because they are now contributing hardly. Without them, the nation wouldn't be a nation. No, they are the people that did a very big part. Females did a very big part. Like the people that are now taking over the country were born during the war. They suffer. We need to acknowledge them, reward them. And I am actually speaking on behalf of my mother and my sister that they have done a good job during the war. My mom is called Mijurafu. And I am from Bombay, but I'm now calling from Australia. But the topic is very interesting.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Sebit, for that positive feedback, and thank you for tuning in right from there to iRadio. This would continue to be your radio of all the day, and you still have the chance. I'm going to pick one call. After that, we go to our SMS line. iRadio?
Hello? Yes.
Tamam. Is Magunu Dara Minwin?
It's me, James. Madina Rang.
Marhab Twali, James.
Wallahi kalam da takum da asasan da kalam al president. Anu kalam da asasan da ma kalam al bamulo de go. Al kalam da ufi ala kad tak. Inta ya ninda niya batak kare kezu. Ugam ya ninda gade kalama batrig al kwez. Ujibtu fi vet haba atamulo de go. Cukuplah mahu apa-apa juga, cukuplah alakat. Inca alakat teknologi,
All
right.
Shukran.
Shukran. Kalis James ma musharak taki kede naviga rafi la internet SMS. There's someone here who said Mayot Korn, a cook from Kwajok. My question to the guest is, how can we, he's saying promote, but it's meaning prevent GBV to a man who rape both girl and a woman by force? Before answering, there is another one here also who said, women sometimes perceive physical violence by husband as an indicator of love or manhood. A certain woman provoked her husband to this act. The question is not complete. It means some women love to be beaten as a part of love. That's interesting. Yes, coming back to you, to my guests, I think you can start answering the question.
So he talked about how can we prevent GBV, someone who has raped both a girl and a woman,
yes.
Right? First of all, that person should not be let to remain free.
Mm.
The person should be arrested because his existence in the community is a threat to the other women and girls.
Mm.
Because when you let someone who has done this free, you give them an opportunity to do it again. Yeah, because they say, I did it last time, no one said anything.
Mm.
So I can do it again and again and again. And if you arrest this person, what happens is the community will see. If I rape a woman, I get arrested. If I do issues of GBV, I get arrested. So people fear when the laws are being implemented. I know in some of our villages before the law was there, the community itself would punish this person. They would either by caning or shaming, where there was no mafi ganun in that. Like in Lisa, community barao, bamlu ganun, punish this person. This way, the people who are viewing this will know that GBV is something wrong.
Hmm.
GBV is something wrong in our community, and through this, we are preventing it indirectly from happening again and again.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, GBV, we are all convinced that it's something that is completely wrong and it's not allowed. One thing that is supposed to be done, as a citizen of any nation, you're supposed to take role and responsibility to protect that nation and do whatever you think is right. Before the laws came, all our minds know what is right and what is wrong. And that's why you see, even if you go to the Bible, it said, mind is where the Holy Spirit lies in, because it will always tell you when you are wrong and when you are right. So for us to prevent it, you need to take responsibility to avoid it. Number two, if it has happened, there is a need of reporting it. And if it is reported, there is a need of government to take an act on those people who have done such an inhuman act. Because as we have been seeing, hearing from all most of our callers, this is something that is inhuman. Practicing a GBV is something that is completely, it is not even supposed to exist. Yeah. But if there are other inhuman people that are practicing that thing, they need to be held accountable so that even the upcoming generation can learn and understand that GBV is something that is not worth doing. It's something that is done to both male and female. Women should not be pouring hot waters on their men, maybe because a man has not bring food at home, a man has married another wife, you know. Those things, they can be solved by only violence. And also to men, don't force your women to some things because you have more strength and energy than them.
Yeah.
Naturally, most of men are created stronger than women.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't take advantage of that, because as you're coming together, you're forming a family. Another thing to boys and girls that are dating or in a relationship, sometimes you find boys raping their own girlfriends just because your girlfriend has come to visit you into your own house. You take it as a guarantee of accepting sex.
Mm.
Yeah.
The moment she has come in and you have locked the door, enter.
Mm.
You just think now everything can go on. So these are some of the threats sometimes that even when someone is intending to visit you genuinely just to see you, young girls and women will think twice. Because if they've ever heard of their colleagues that have gone through the same thing, it will definitely not work. So let's stop those acts and grow the kind of society that we want our sisters, our daughters, our mothers, our aunties come up healthy and have a nation that we shall all be proud of.
Yeah. So I forgot something very important. You know, apart from making sure there's justice, there's also something right to concept of protecting the victims. So apart from making sure this person is brought to justice, you know, there's retaliation, where since you've arrested this man, the family of the man will come and maybe cause violence to the woman. So they're usually social workers in police stations who also offer protection to the women. And in case of rape, you know, there's medical procedures that, okay, so there's medical procedures that have to be done. And then there is psychological counseling that should be done, and then protection of safety and confidentiality. So all this have to be taken into account. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, what is your message concerning the topic to your audience? I can start with you, Grace, and I'll come to Dirk.
So often we have talked about this a lot, and there's I think this is a whole semester we can talk about it. So the main point is that GBV is a violation to human rights. You know, there's somebody who was saying, you know, she's your mother, she's your sister. That's really good. But apart from that, she's a human being and she deserves the right to consent, the right to freedom, to safety. So practicing gender-based violence is a violation of human rights. It's an inhuman act. And it is important that people who are perpetrators of GBV need to be brought to justice. It is important that we should create societies where women feel safe, where girls feel safe, and also men feel safe from GBV. It is wrong for us to be talking about GBV, for it to be happening in our communities at this level. So it's time for us to change our harmful traditions and cultures. And as I said before, change begins with you. Doing change, changing one person, the other person will change another person. Don't say, I don't have the capacity. You need to. Everyone has to work towards the goal of ending gender-based violence in South Sudan. Thank you.
All right. Yes, Kak.
Nation is a bigger picture that all of us are contributing. So what you do at your individual level will portray the image of South Sudan. So it is a responsibility of all of us to make sure we don't practice GBV, because if you don't do it as an individual, it means the entire South Sudan will not have any GBV case. And we shall have a proud nation that we shall be introducing ourselves proudly to our neighboring countries or when we go outside. Because currently, if the nation is known of only bad thing, you can't even stand in front of foreigners and proudly say, I'm South Sudanese. So for us to have a nation that we shall all be proud of, it means these minor issues or inhuman act needs to be eradicated. And it's the responsibility of an individual. And for those few individuals who are outlaws, need to be taught on how to obey laws by being held accountable for any act that they have done, and which is the responsibility of the government to do that. And also, let's learn to report these cases, because if you don't even give the government those information, how do you expect the government to act?
Thank you so much, Gak and Grace, for having time with you. And if I didn't pick your call, do not worry. We shall continue with the same program the coming Saturday at the same time. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines are GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, Adolescent Health Immediate is 885. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled gender-based violence, mostly how to prevent it. And my guests in the studio were Gak Malek, a coordinator for Shabab Le Shabab, and Grace Aguil Garang, a civic engagement and peace building officer for Seford, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
I